What about a general word for, well, this expression, if somebody has a good appetite, you say, oh, so-and-so really likes to put away his...
Put away his... I don't know.
Okay, grub, food, vittles, groceries.
Put away the grub.
Okay. What would you call a sweet liquid, maybe with milk and cream in it, nutmeg, that you might pour over a pie?
Over a pie?
Mm-hmm. Or a pudding?
Mm-hmm.
Probably that, something like that, a dip, or gravy, or sauce.
Made out of milk?
Mm-hmm.
No.
None of those?
No.
These expressions, if you're eating something between meals, you say you're having a
snack.
Okay. And you say in the morning you get up early and you breakfast.
Eat breakfast.
Yesterday morning I
ate breakfast.
And you
eat.
All right. Talking about coffee, preparing coffee, you say that you go into the kitchen and you do what? Some coffee.
Make coffee.
And if you're very thirsty and you don't want a Coke, you just go to the sink, turn on the faucet, and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Okay, if you have to drop the glass, it's going to
break.
Did it yesterday, and it
broke.
And every time you've done it, it's
broken.
Okay. And if you're very thirsty, I might ask, well, exactly how much water do you
drink?
Well, yesterday I
drank.
And I
drank.
Okay. If you're having people over for dinner, and they're all just standing around the table, you might say, well, don't just stand there, go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay. Would that be what you would say if you wanted them to start eating, or to go ahead if they're standing?
Yes, the same thing, help yourself. They were standing or if they weren't eating.
Okay. All right. So, the word I'm looking for, you said they're not standing anymore. They went ahead and
ate.
Or like I am and you are, we went ahead and
sat down.
Yeah. Okay. They have already. Same word. They have already
sat.
Yeah. Okay. And when I tell you, you had better
sit.
Okay. And all right. Now, if they're sitting at the table, and you don't want them to wait until something's passed to them, you say, go ahead and
serve yourself.
Okay. What would you say if somebody passed you something that you couldn't stand? There's no way in the world you're going to eat that.
I don't want this. I don't like this.
Okay. All right. Food that has been cooked and served the second time, you say you're having
leftovers.
Yeah, and you would say the food has been
warm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
All right. Have you ever heard of any kind of dish that you make by just boiling cornmeal and water and maybe adding a little salt and taste, eat it that way?
Ooh, no.
That sounds too good, doesn't
no.
it? Have you ever heard of mush or kush or kush-kush?
No.
None of those?
No.
Okay. What about a place that you might have next to your house where you grow your own food? That would be a
garden.
What would you grow in it, typically?
Vegetables.
What kind specifically?
Greens, onions, string beans.
Okay. Any other kind of beans besides string beans?
Butter beans.
Mm-hmm. What do you say you have to do to those beans to get them out of the hole?
Chill.
You mentioned onions. Is there a type that's kind of small with the long green stalk to them?
Green onions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about these big